Om Shanti. Warm welcome to everybody. I will take a minute to make sure your translation is working. Okay, so I think translation's working. So, again, a warm welcome. My name's Judy. I'm from Canada. And it's my honor to be the one to greet you this evening and to welcome you to this very special week together here in this very, very special place. We have a week together, and this evening is really the official start to our week. Translation's not working. Spanish? Russian? It's not working. We need volume. Volume on Russian. It's okay now? Okay. Shall I begin again? No, I'm kidding. Okay. And this evening I'd like to introduce you to some very special people who would like to give you a bit of a context for this event, for this institution, this place where you are, and the actual location, as well as some very, very useful knowledge about where to go, who to call, what to do, what not to do, logistics for the evening. I'd like to say a very warm welcome. In addition, we have a group here, Meditating America Retreaters, or America Meditating Retreaters are here. Do you want to put up your hands? We've got a lovely special bunch that have come as a group. So that's very nice. So I would like to introduce you, without much further ado, to these three lovely people here. And we're going to begin with this beautiful soul sitting next to me here, Dr. Nirmala. And we call her Didi, which means wise, older sister. Wise, senior sister. Didi Nirmala, who is the director of this campus where we are right now, called Gyan Sarovar. And in her spare time, she also happens to be the regional coordinator for the Asia-Pacific region of all the Brahma Kumaris activities. So I don't know what she does with all the rest of her time, but this is our Didi Nirmala. So she's going to welcome you to this institution and this physical place. Thank you, Didi. You're starting.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti is greeting of peace. So you will hear this word quite often, Om Shanti. Rather than saying hello, how are you, hi, etc., we say Om Shanti, which means everything. So we greet everybody with Om Shanti. We start our activities Om Shanti. We finish the lectures with Om Shanti. So, Brahma Kumaris organization was started in 1936. It started in Pakistan at that time. It was undivided India. So, it started over there. In Hyderabad, Karachi, and then in 1950, after the partition was in 1947, so Brahma Kumari stayed there until 1950. Until then, the 400 members who were living in the organization, they stayed in there for 14 years studying knowledge, spiritual knowledge and meditation. And in 1950, they came to Mount Abu because most of the friends and relatives of those Brahma Kumaris had already shifted to India and they were inviting their friends to come back here. And so they all came here and they selected Mount Abu as their headquarters. So after few years, they started spreading in India. So 1952 onwards, they started doing service in different parts of India, Delhi, Punjab, Bombay, big cities. They started centers. And the founder of this Brahma Kumaris is Prajapita Brahma. The photo, big photo is shown over here. He was the founder father. We don't consider him as God, but just our divine father. So he started it here and right from beginning, he handed the responsibility to women. So Mateshwari Saraswati was appointed as the head of organization. So Brahma Baba remained as backbone or the main inspiration behind this organization. In 1969, Brahma Baba left this mortal coil, and since then, Dadi Prakashmani, she took over and she was with us until 2007. And in 2007, when she left the body, Dadi Janki was appointed as administrative head of this organization. So you will see Dadi on 4th October. She is 103 year old and still running around here and there, especially these days. Twice a year she goes to UK and sometimes from UK she goes to Germany or America, etc. So in 1971, the first delegation went overseas to start centers, and since 1971, we have at the moment more than 135 countries having this spiritual teaching everywhere. This is universal teaching where we are talking about ourselves. Who am I? Who is the Supreme Being? Whom we have been praying as God in different languages. He may call Allah, God, Prabhu, Ishwar, etc. God is one. So there is an understanding that God is one and we are all children of God, the spiritual beings, not just human beings. Human is our body, being is a life energy within us. So knowing ourselves, knowing the source of energy, we are able to receive that energy. So this is a university, you may call it, or school. It's also family, because we consider the founder as father, and the senior sisters, we call them dadis. Dadi means senior sister. Didi, dadi, both are senior sisters. Dadi usually is a Sindhi word for senior sister. Didi is a Hindi word for senior sister. So, dadis we consider as sisters. Brahma Baba, double relationship. Our divine father as well as our brother. So we call him Baba. And incorporeal also we call Baba, because sometimes there is confusion which Baba. So Brahma Baba and incorporeal we call Shiv Baba. So the aim of this university is to change our negative traits and be positive all the time. Because at the moment we have traces of ego, lust, anger, greed, attachment, jealousy, carelessness, laziness, etc. So we have to overcome those negative traces of our personality and have virtuous personality of being happy, peaceful, cheerful, pure, etc. So that's the aim which we are studying. So in these 7 days, you will have lots of time to study, mix with like-minded people, and share something, learn something, and really know how you can make your life ever peaceful and happy. Because at the moment, sometimes we are peaceful, sometimes we are peaceless, sometimes we are happy, sometimes unhappy. Circumstances, situation make us happy or unhappy, peaceful or peaceless. So now once we have inner strength, we will be master of situation, circumstances, and we will not be affected by people around us or situation. So this is the new art of living. You are going to learn from here. And I'm sure when you go back, you will be feeling much lighter, happier and peaceful. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi. You've all come from very many different parts of the world. How are you doing? Yeah? Energy's okay? Okay. The beauty of this retreat, which began 23 years ago, the inspiration actually was to bring friends from all around the world here to this mountaintop. So it's a bit of an epic journey to get here. But, you know, everything good requires a bit of effort. But the other thing is that we have this oral tradition, as Didi is pointing out, that started back in 1936 and continues today. And you are very, very fortunate, because this week you will meet those who were, like Didi, and like many who will be up on this stage sharing with you the Brahma Kumari knowledge, the Raja Yoga knowledge taught by the Brahma Kumaris. You will be getting it directly from, you know, those that have been here for a long time. So you're in a very fortunate position to get, you know, jewels of knowledge from this oral tradition of ours directly from those who have known it the longest. So that's a wonderful opportunity for us. So thank you, Didi, for sharing that. And, of course, everything you learn here this week, you may have heard some of it in the centers or countries where you live. And for others, it might be very new to you. As everything that the Brahma Kumaris offers, it is offered with love, and you take what you like, and you leave the rest. Okay? So thank you, Didi. We will now invite Dr. Pratap, who is the medical superintendent of the Global Hospital here in Mount Abu. And you will, many of you, I think, will get to visit if you would like. And we have a special evening about the hospital itself. But there's a reason that Dr. Pratap has come here and has stayed here for so long. I think he's just fallen in love with this place. So we've invited Dr. Pratap to share a bit of his love for the region, for the area, so you can know a bit about this place. Thank you, Dr. Pratap.
Om Shanti. Very warm welcome to Mount Abu. I'm sure the people who have been here earlier, they know that this is the best time to visit Mount Abu, the best weather. September, October is the pleasant time. Mount Abu is not just Naki Lake, which you, the word you would hear, is not just the sunset, it's not just the Dilwara temples, but it is the most oldest place on the earth. This is what the mythology says. It was discovered to the modern world by the British. But if you look at the mythology, you know, in India, you might have heard about Ramayana. This finds name in the Ramayana. This finds name in the Puranas. The Rama and his brothers were educated here. There's a place still as a mark of memory, Vashishta Ashram. You know, in India, it's a custom, you know, when you do some kind of a ritual for your salvation or for your liberation, they donate a cow. So they said that one night stay in Mount Abu is equivalent to donating 1,000 cows. There's such a pious place there. And it was Elmayata for the Rama who liberated the world from Ravana, the symbol of vices. So it's like the stories are so many. And they say that when Rama was returning to Ayodhya after conquering Ravana, he couldn't just go beyond this place. He had to get down, pay his reverence to this place and then go forward to Ayodhya. This is what the stories go. This is such a pious place. And if we look at the modern times also, Swami Vivekananda, who became famous, and this year we are celebrating his 150th year of Chicago visit. He was here and he got his name Swami Vivekananda in a place which is now the Sophia School. You know, one of my friends is writing a book on Mount Abu, so he keeps sharing these small things with me. And then even Guru Nanak Dev, you know, who was the founder of the Sikhs, he visited this place, and there is a memorial to his visit also. A Gurdwara is here. So this is a pilgrimage place for Jains. This is a pilgrimage place for Hindus. There is a temple known as Achalgarh, which is a mark for the incorporeal godfather Shiva. And they say that there was a fire there. From the holy fire, the warriors emerged, which protected the country from the evil. But the modern history says that it was the British, it was actually a cooler place. The British has their residency in Ajmer, which is in the plains. It was Colonel Todd who was asked to visit Abu, and he climbed Mount Abu from Sirohi side. And when we looked at the scenery, and he just was filled with awe, and he saw this was such a beautiful place. Now you find there's a Todd rock here. Many people think that because it resembles Todd, but it was actually in the name of the Colonel Todd. There's a Bailey's Walk, where you would be going also to Baba's Rock. There's a place. Then there's a Trevor Tank, you know, where they have a sanctuary. And you still have that old-time machan there, where the people would sit and look for hunting the animals. This place still has wildlife. So one of the, probably the safeguards you would do it, particularly in this times, we had so many bear maul injuries that in the hospital we had to recently, there was a lady visiting from Ajmer and her whole, the ear, the external ear was just avulsed by the bear. So there are quite a few bear injuries this year. We had almost 3 or 4 patients coming to us. So there is a wildlife to this place. There is the flora and the fauna, both are special. And there are leopards also here, but we haven't seen in the recent times. But then the stag deer is there. There are very special kinds of birds are there. But you too, you know, you'll be lucky if you are able to sight some of those. So Mount Abu in a way is a special place. One end you'll have the Himalayan pine, but then you have desert dates. Date palms are also here. The wild palms are also. So this place has a very mixed kind of a variance, ranging from one end to the other. The diversity is so vast. This place has been used by sages and sannyasis for their dhyana, their tapasya, their meditation. You would still find some of the sannyasis living in the caves here. So this place was chosen by the Brahma Kumaris because it was a quiet place. If you look at 50 years ago, almost more than 50, 68 years ago, when the Brahma Kumaris visited, the population was just few thousand, maybe 8 or 10 thousand. And today also, the population is only about 22,000, because this has been declared as a protected zone, eco-sensitive zone, so no one can build any houses. Whatever was built before maybe late 90s, and thereafter the construction was not allowed. So Mount Abu is a very special place for reflection, for contemplation, for meditation. People have had various kind of experiences. People who come here, they feel so good, even looking at Dilwara temples, which was built between 11th to 14th centuries, and the carvings are exquisite. And when you visit there, you would see the whole Indian mythology on the ceiling top. Because the whole thing was carved there only, and this took so many years to build. The patience of the people or the artisans who did it was marvelous. They went on for years together to do this. So at the Brahma Kumaris, we have been able to gather so much experience of meditation, of silence, of quiet, being quiet. This place is so special to us. I remember when I first came here in 1970s, when I told one of my friends that I'm going to Mount Abu. He said, Abu Dhabi? They were not even familiar with the name Mount Abu. But now when I talk to people about Mount Abu, the first thing which they utter is Brahma Kumaris. So the Brahma Kumaris have made this place a universal pilgrimage place. So people come from all walks of the life. This place has a conference every weekend from April to September. We have conferences for jurists, for media people, for women, for youth, for doctors, for engineers and scientists. Every weekend there is a conference. About 400 to 600 delegates come from all over India. Recently we had the medical conference, and we call it mind-body medicine. The research which is emerging from our experiences, that if we want to usher in a golden age where people would be healthy for all times, people would be happy for all the times, what is needed is spirituality. What is needed is values. The medical science is coming up so well that whatever is essentials for living, whether it is optimism or laughter or cooperation, is also essential for health. Health can only be achieved if we are honest, if we have integrity, if we have a disciplined life, if we are non-violent, if we are compassionate and kind, then only you can be healthy. The Brahma Kumaris believe strongly that you can usher in golden age only by inculcating values. And values become the cornerstone for change. So if we want to change, if we want to change the world, the values are the torch bearer for us. So during the years which I have spent here, I've been here for almost 27 years, and it started on one simple day when I was asked to come here to start a hospital. And when I was coming here, hospital in Mount Abu with just 20,000 people. So our trustees, our friends and well-wishers wanted it to be a tertiary care hospital. Although we couldn't accomplish in that light, but we have a secondary care hospital, which not only gives modern medicine to the people who visit, but also offers the ancient Indian Ayurveda, homeopathy, magnet therapy, yoga, panchkarma, and all these. And we find during our experience, during our learning, that if meditation and medicine are combined together, they can bring wonders. Because the mind is the most powerful thing. What you believe happens. It is the biology of belief. Now the science is telling us that with your powerful thoughts, with your positive thoughts, with your pure thoughts, you can even master your mind, and the mind you can master your psycho-neuro-immunology. Your department of defense becomes strong, so you are able to fight the diseases so well that even degenerative disorders, which are considered to be with no cure, they can also be reversed. So the Brahma Kumaris have been able to document this, that within a period of 3 to 6 months, that you can bring changes into your physiology. Although these physiological changes can be experienced within a day or two, but to have sustained change, to have consistency, you need to practice meditation, you need to have a Rajyogi lifestyle. I always tell my friends that more than meditation is the meditative way of living, the meditative way of day-to-day living, which is more important to us. So I'm sure during these 5-7 days, you will have the experience of meditative way of life, and you would find new light in your learning. And we wish you all the best here, and we are very happy to have you here, delighted to have the universal family, and the family members are always welcome to their home. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Pratap Bhai. Thank you. That was a very thorough, comprehensive introduction to Abu. And I like very much all of the elements you brought together to introduce this place. And it makes me think about this program that you're about to step into for 7 days has got an incredible blend of things. So from classes on direct spiritual knowledge that is very profound and very sustaining, to, you know, silence and meditation times, to cavorting and playing games and dancing and enjoying ourselves in the park, you know, to conversation groups. So we've really, to visiting the Devara temple, that Pratap Bhai was speaking about, a beautiful Jain temple in the area. There's a little bit of everything, to shopping, which is always a popular item. But the thing for me is that what it does is it creates sort of an all-round living experience for 7 days. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, all blended together. So it's not the joy of living spiritually is what you're up for the next 7 days. I'm going to make a little plug for this program before Frank gives you some logistics. Does everyone have a bag with a registration, you know, that you received at registration? Has anyone actually opened their bag? Ah, look at that. Okay. And have some of you seen this lovely light blue sheet of paper that's in your bag? Yes, okay. Could you please make this your new best friend? Because there's very little you need for this week besides a sense of adventure and an open heart and mind other than this piece of paper. Okay? It's got on it the agenda for the whole week. So we have it posted in various places, but if you could keep this close to you, you will know at all times where to go. I'm going to do a quick run through, just an overview, Frank, before we do logistics. Is that okay? Okay. So when you get to it in details, you'll see that every morning we begin the day at 6:30, and you will either meditate or you will have a physical exercise of some kind. And it will rotate. One day we start with meditation, the next day we start with exercise. We have this fantastic sister here, Sujata. Ben, can you just stand for a minute? She's going to be doing exercises with you, the kind that you could do on an airplane, or you could do in a big open field, or you could do in your bedroom with 2 inches of space. She's remarkable. So she's going to do exercises with us. Every morning you will get a different meditation instructor. And we've looked around, and we've got the best of the best here, and we've selected a different instructor every morning. So you will get, really, if you want to be meditating more, you will get lots and lots of tools, lots of insights and directions for that. And if you already meditate, then you'll get some new ideas. So every morning we will have someone different, and you get exposed then to the way, you know, different people approach meditation. Then every morning we will begin with something, probably we will begin with the let's think about things in the morning. So you'll get a class, except for tomorrow you're going to have a tour of this complex for those who haven't. How many had the tour this morning or this afternoon, today? Oh, okay, so you can all drink tea and sleep in after your meditation. The rest of you, though, was it a good tour? Yes? Excellent? You could do some advertising then for the other ones. Okay, so the rest of you that haven't will do that. And then every afternoon we try and do something fun, change the pace. So tomorrow afternoon it's a free afternoon so that you can get some sleep or you can go shopping. And then in the evening we'll meet together here. Tomorrow we will hear more about the Global Hospital in detail. And then after that we will, a bit of a regular basis, have a meditation here. We have David, I don't know if he's here. David, would you stand up? So we have this world-class musician here, and Heather's with us. Heather, would you stand up? I think we're going to get to hear Heather tonight. But you have tomorrow night. Sorry, Heather's tomorrow night. Thank you. Thank you so much. These two together, and David on his own, will produce for you a sound spa. So after a day of learning and after a day of roaming around the countryside on outings for cultural upliftment or, you know, shopping upliftment or to the Peace Park for some fun, we'll come back here and we will get to relax our bodies in these soft, comfortable chairs, but we'll get to refresh our minds with these sound spas. So that'll happen almost every evening. And I think that's my leading you into your agenda, okay? So you can follow it from there. I think of note, you will have 3 conversation groups throughout the week. So we'll mix and mingle you with people who speak the same language from other countries. So I don't know how that works for the ones from Spain, but, or from Thailand, you might be together, but you'll get to be with a group of people 3 times, a small group of about 10 people, and it's an opportunity to share what you're experiencing and what you're learning and to hear from others. So a wonderful kind of thread throughout the week. And we'll have an afternoon of silence for those who are, for most of you by the end of the week will have absorbed a lot. And we find that a little bit of silence in the afternoon is quite a gift just for your own personal digestion, spiritual digestion of what you've been learning. I'm going to invite Frank Hubbard, who's one of the organizers for the Peace of Mind event and has been since the beginning, holding this very special magical event for you, to share some of the wisdom he knows about how to enjoy the week and how to get maximum benefit from the week. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Judy. Welcome, everyone. So my little, my few words will be the least spiritual of the evening. They are basic things that you need to know. Some of them you already know, perhaps, but some of them you may not. So these are some of the basic things that you need to be aware of. Judy's spoken about companions, so if there's anything that you need, please let us know. We want you to be comfortable throughout the week, so if there's anything that you're missing or need, let us know so we can try and fulfill that, so that you're not, your mind isn't drawn to those things, so that you can then focus on the spiritual dimension of what you're doing.
Dee Dee here would very much like to see where you've all come from. So possibly the most efficient way to do that is to have you stand up. I don't think I can name all the countries. I'm not sure my geography will survive that. Or even I don't have the list. Oh, do you have the list, Rick? Oh, could we do it by region? So could we see who is here from the northern part of the Americas? Stand up. That means Canada or U.S. Okay, so turn around and look at the rest who aren't from that region. There you go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So this is Canada and U.S. Great. Okay, how about from Central and South America? So I know that will be Costa Rica and Brazil, and who else have we got? Okay, so this is Central and South America. Okay, great. How about, oh, Caribbean. Do we have anyone from Caribbean here? Ah, there's Kay. There's our Trinidadians. Wonderful. Okay. Over to Europe. That's a big area. Shall we do UK? Yeah. Lot from the UK. UK. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Welcome. And from the continental Europe. So everywhere up to the Baltics, but not including the Baltics. How's that? Okay, so how many countries do we have here? I see Germany, I know Spain, we've got Belgium, we've got the Netherlands, who else have we got? Just looking around. Poland, ah, welcome. Who else? France, of course, Gopi, sorry about that. Germany, I saw. Portugal, Lithuania, Austria's here, Bosnia, okay, welcome, 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 okay, and so now let's go to Russia, Russia and Baltic, well we had a CIS and Russia, very nice. Translation's working. Very good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Africa. Anyone from the continent of Africa? Oh, only. Oh, good. Very good. Welcome. Thank you. So we have South Africa, I see. Who else do we have? Kenya, I see. Who else? Mauritius, Ile de Maurice we have. Who else? Wonderful. Okay, I guess I have to read my map. Who? Scandinavia. We miss Scandinavia. Oh, I'm so sorry. Up you get. Scandinavia. All sitting together there. Very nice. Welcome. And we've got Denmark, I see. We've got Iceland. Finland. Hey, nice. And? Sweden. Wonderful. Welcome. Thank you. Okay, over to Asia Pacific. How should we do that? Should we just say Asia? North Asia, China, Japan, Korea. Is Philippines north or south? It's in the middle, right? Everybody from, okay, I see Japan, I see Korea, and I've got Philippines over here. Rest of Asia, so Southern Asia. Southeast Asia, we've got Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Thailand, over here. Who else? Philippines, we have half before and half there. Vietnam is here. Where's Vietnam? No, I don't see anyone from Vietnam. Okay, Indonesia? Anyone? No? Okay, thank you. Welcome. And Australia or New Zealand? Ah, there they are. There they are. Welcome, everyone. So as you see, we have a lot of countries, people from a lot of countries here. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet your world family this week. Many opportunities for that. So we would like to make an early evening so you can go and rest and be very fresh for your, what time is your meditation tomorrow morning? Yeah, 6:30 a.m. meditation. But before we send you to bed, we missed Israel and we missed Iran. Iran up please, and Israel we have at the back. And we have an Israeli living in another country. Where are you? Where are you? There you are. Okay, very nice. They've met here in India. Isn't that nice? And Oman. How can I forget my beloved Oman? Stand up, Omanis. Welcome. Welcome. Oh dear, did I forget anyone else? India. Anyone here from India? Kazakhstan. Okay, up you get, Kazakhstan. Wonderful. Welcome. Anyone else? Okay. Great. So, dinner is 7:30. So, you will be leaving this hall and going to dinner. Does everyone know where the dining room is? Yes, and if not, follow someone who does, please. It's a very important place. Before you leave, it's a tradition to begin retreats with a gift. And it's very much just the constancy of giving is the principle of the Brahma Kumaris. I'm going to invite Sudaben, if you wouldn't mind, to come up and help with the giving of Toli and Blessing. And Didi will give the gift. As is tradition, there is a special shawl, a VIP shawl, because you're all very important people here in this retreat. I don't know if it'll get cool enough at night for you to need this, but it's definitely a fashion statement in the meditation world. So you're all going to get a shawl this evening as you leave, and a toli, a special a blessing card, toli, a sweet for the mouth, and a blessing card, a sweet for the mind. A small shawl for the sister and a big shawl for the brother. And big people. Okay. So shoes off as you come. I think we will just sit for a moment of meditation. And I think there was the request this evening, because we have such a gathering of world, souls from the world, that we have a moment of silence for Indonesia. Well, the tsunami that's just occurred there, and I think there are many other places, so please send your mind, send good wishes, send light to any place in the world that matters to you right now. But we thought we would start with a moment of silence and sending power and courage and strength and light to the souls who are, as we speak, trying to find their way through this tsunami that has hit Indonesia. So I have a moment.